I'd like to take a moment to let you all know about a new nonprofit organization started by my brother Craig. It's called Treats and Truth. They fill oversized brown lunch bags with snack items, chips, crackers, popcorn, cookies, etc. Also, a bottle of water, toothbrush, toothpaste, sanitary wipes, and most importantly, a small gospel tract book of John. No cigar? I'll have to talk to him about that. The bags are then hand-delivered to the homeless and people in need in and around the Los Angeles area. Let's help get this ministry off the ground. They're a 501c3 tax-exempt organization, so any and all donations are tax-deductible and greatly appreciated. Visit their website at treatsandtruth.org. Check out the show notes for the link. Also, please follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Thank you. Welcome to episode 67 of the Burning Bush Podcast, where we share the message of the Bible while enjoying a good cigar. Hope you're doing good this week and glad you could stop by to listen to the podcast. I've been waiting around for the last few minutes because we've had some dogs going crazy in the neighborhood here, so hopefully they'll stay calm and they won't interrupt the show. So anyway, this week I am smoking the Crux Guild Habano in the Corona 5.5x42 size. So let's go ahead and check out what we have with the Guild Crux Habano. I went to the Guild website, or the Crux Cigars website, and they just have like a couple of lines. Nothing, indeed, no real details, so I'm going to go ahead on over to FamousSmoke.com and read you what they have to say. Crux Guild cigars take time-honored traditions, premium hand-rolled quality, and hand-selected choice tobaccos to create one of the most sought-after smokes the industry has ever known that is sure to deliver the wave after wave of decadent flavor and complexity. Using an all-Nicaraguan core of tobaccos and a lush Ecuadorian wrapper, each cigar is blended to precise specifications so you get the same unique flavor from each of these tasty offerings for supreme consistency. These full-bodied gems are great for an after-dinner smoke, relaxing in the lounge, or the back porch, so you can enjoy your downtime to the fullest. Try Crux Guild cigars today. And that's all they have to say about them. No profile or letting you know where the binders and fillers and wrappers are from. But the Vitolas are Corona 5.5x42, Robusto 5x50, the Short Salomon 6x54, and the Toro 6x50. And they also list one on their website that's not on the Famous Smoke website. Is the Toro Extra BP Marblehead. Not sure what that is. I don't see a picture of it anywhere. So there it is, the Crux Guild Habano. So let's go ahead and get back into Dr. Justin Bass's book, The Bedrock of Christianity. We're still in chapter 4 this week, and the name of this section is, This is My Body, Which is for You. Even if Isaiah 53 may be the scriptural background to the phrase, for our sins, and the earthly church taught that Jesus' death was substitutionary in nature, could the historical Jesus himself have suggested this? It seems very likely. As referenced above, the other most significant tradition that Paul received is the Last Supper tradition he quotes in 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 26. Within these verses, we have the earliest recorded sayings of the historical Jesus. And what does Jesus say? "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." 1 Corinthians 11:24. "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." 1 Corinthians 11:25. It seems very unlikely that the early church would have put these words in Jesus' mouth if he did not actually say them. Jesus, an observant first century Jew, here shockingly reinterprets the more than 1,000 years old, at that point, Jewish Passover meal so that when his followers eat it, they will think not of the plagues and the exodus from Egypt, but now of the bread and the wine as his body and his blood. Who has the authority to reinterpret a more than 1,000 years old Jewish tradition, even the greatest event commemorated in Jewish history? Moreover, Jesus uses the phrase, "for you." Jesus' imminent death, the breaking of his body, and the shedding of his blood was for you, plural, that is, his followers. This Last Supper meal was to be commemorated by his disciples to remember what he did for them in his death. Jeremias argues that Jesus was speaking here of his death in terms of the servant songs from Isaiah 40 through 55, primarily 52 and 53. Like the claim that Jesus died for our sins, Jesus' words at the Last Supper have Isaiah in the background. If these are the actual words of the historical Jesus, then we have the ultimate source for the substitutionary nature of Jesus' death for sins: Jesus himself. To recap what we've seen so far in this chapter, that Jesus was crucified, Christ died, in either AD 30 or 33 under Pontius Pilate, is as historical as anything can ever be. It is a bedrock fact of history. In addition, the scriptural and theological interpretation of his death, for our sins according to the scriptures, goes back to the earliest followers of Jesus, is even more explicitly proclaimed by Paul in his letters, and is corroborated by Jesus' own words at the Last Supper, recorded in 1 Corinthians 11:23 through 25. Of course, as I mentioned earlier, the truth of these claims ultimately hinges on whether Jesus did in fact rise from the dead. But before we discuss the belief in Jesus' resurrection in the next chapter, let us briefly look at the next phrase in the creedal tradition, "and that he was buried." 1 Corinthians 15, 4a. That'll close out this week's reading of The Bedrock of Christianity by Dr. Justin Bass. Don't forget to check out the show notes for links to Dr. Bass's website, where you can pick up copies of his books and check out his YouTube page, as well as links to Treats and Truth Ministry, a new homeless ministry that my brother has started. So check that out if you'd like to get involved. And groundworksministries.com for daily Bible studies and devotionals. And also the Burning Bush podcast merchandise store, where you can pick up some things to help spread the word about the show. And as I always say, I'd appreciate it if you would tell your friends. So until next week, have a great day, have a great cigar, and God bless.